North Shore Winds. Vote yes, and we all win. Paid for by the North Shore Winds.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly, instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM. KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Hour number two. We are off and running. Sean Fox, 115. Eric Alexander will talk LSU football with the former Tiger National Champion. In hour three, Ralph Marlboro will talk Saints. The big news yesterday, a couple of players being elevated off of IR available now. Now, corresponding moves need to be made onto the roster for spots, but it's names that you absolutely need.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more that Camel Wednesday, hump day, is that what it is?
I know you might have heard of Will Lutz, Quan Alexander, Marcus Davenport. All names elevated off of like Traquan Smith. Welcome to the crew. Now, I don't know if that means they're going to play on Monday night, but it means that they're healthy enough to be elevated off of IR, at the very least, hopefully. Hopefully we'll see them soon.
And to all the ladies, peace and healthiness forever.
Your words of wisdom from Shot Gene of Digital Underground. You heard Caleb the Camel and head coach Sean Payton. Tomorrow is finally when the black and gold will get back at it at practice, so we'll actually have fresh sound from head coach Sean Payton. We'll also have a little better idea as reporters kind of go, oh, guess who we saw at practice today in the open viewing portion. Look, bottom line, I'm excited. Let's see what happens. Saints, Seahawks, Monday Night Football. Before then, though, you got LSU, Ole Miss. We'll talk to Eric about that at the bottom of the hour. The NBA tipped off last night. Nets and Bucks. And it was Milwaukee winning 127-104. Giannis had himself a nice game. And Steph Curry had a triple-double, only 21 points. I say only 21 points. But he had himself a nice game and 10 rebounds, 10 assists. They come back to beat the Lakers 121-114. Oh, my goodness, the world is ending. That's right. No, I'm being serious. It's ending because the Lakers lost. And nationally, it's all about Russell Westbrook. He is your new scapegoat. Everyone's now saying, you know, maybe he shouldn't be a starter. One game. Now, LeBron had 34. AD had 33. Russell Westbrook had 8. But again, you have Melo, you have those other two guys. I don't understand. I mean, I watched the game. I didn't watch that game and think Russell Westbrook is the reason you guys didn't win. Didn't stop people after the game, though.
You need to talk to Russ. This needs to be a shared decision. I think it could. Look, the NBA season is long. You can try a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You know, you've been part of situations where a coach, a GM, or even a player, they were on the same page, and then you said, no, you know, this is not going to work. I would try it. Yeah, Russ needs to be the focal point, Key. He needs to be the focal point. He's never not been.
There it is. I'm just telling you, that's this morning on the morning show. It's Russell Westbrook. It's time to send him to the bench. They've played one game. But as we talked about with Todd Graffinini, voice of the Pelicans, in the opening segment of the show, I think that's the NBA this year. Look, AD and LeBron, they were magnificent last night. I'm 34 and 33. Are you kidding me? That's normally a win. But again, it's what's been brought up about them. Depth. And how long can those two guys do it? I mean, they're not spring chickens on a lot of, on that roster. Rondo, Westbrook, Melo, and LeBron have some miles under them. AD's not young either. He's younger than all of them. But again, you got to beat that team four times. But again, the Warriors weren't at full strength. They don't have Klay Thompson just yet. It's the same Warriors roster, though, that made it to the postseason last year and, you know, were exciting. And Steph beats them, and Steph only goes for 21, but he's a triple-double, so they may have more scoring. It's just I look at the West, and I think that is going to be a nightly basis. Obviously, we'll see Dallas and Denver play tonight. The Clippers, the Suns. I can't imagine they're going to take a step backwards. Portland, the honest of having a new head coach there with Dame time. The Spurs are the Spurs. They're going to be hovering around a playoff spot, right? The Jazz were the number one seed. Denver has the reigning MVP no one's talking about. Memphis was a playoff team. Ja Morant right now looks like he maybe should have been the number one pick. They've been in the playoffs. He's like, I'll be back. I mean, he tweeted that in the locker room after he walked off the court in the game that he got eliminated in last year. And then, again, as I said, you had the Lakers last night. So that's the West. And the East is going to have some teams here, too. I just think every night it's going to be fun from a fan perspective, where I think in years past it's either been bad basketball with some bad teams, or you watch games and those teams were so good, it just wasn't competitive. I don't think that's the case this year. I honestly don't. I think you have a lot of young talent, and I'm excited when it comes to the Pels to see where they're going to go. It's going to be a bit, and I understand I keep saying this, and everyone keeps saying it for the last several years, and it's almost like this is what it's like to be a Pelicans fan. I get it. I do. It stinks. But I do think you have better talent. I do think you have better basketball IQ. I do think you have better shooting. And I do think those three things will add to better gameplay to watch as a fan, even on nights where they don't win. They're going to be mismatched and outgunned on some nights. It just is what it is. Other teams are above them. They're further along in the process. It doesn't mean, though, that they can't be competitive. And I think that's my overall goal this season. I need to see a team that's overall competitive night in and night out. Last year, we saw Pel's teams get smoked by Minnesota, but beat the Bucks. I want to see this year a team that plays well against good teams and bad teams. I want to see consistent basketball. As I told Scott Prather last hour, I'd like to see better defense. Let's start with the perimeter. Derek Bodner from Philly, The Athletic, just said it. Keep an eye on their point guard. It's the only ball handler they got. When he was saying that, first thing that popped in my head, put Trey Murphy on him. Put Herbert Jones on him. If they only have one ball handler and he's a second-year player, put it on him. Put Trey Murphy and his long frame on him. Like, that's something you couldn't say before with the Pelicans. Jonas Valanciunas, he signed a 2-year extension. It was announced this morning after shoot-around. He comes over from Memphis last year, averaging 17 points, 12 rebounds. And the 2-year extension's 30.1 mil. So for the next 3 years, Pels have him. 44.1 if you add all of the totals. But Valanciunas, after this morning, had this to say about being here over the next couple of years and not having to worry about a contract now.
Oh, you know, this biggest key probably. I can just focus on basketball. And, you know, now we have a lot of stuff to do. We have proved that we can be really good, you know, prove that we can win the game, learn how to win the games. And we're able to do that. We have the talent. We have everything. Coaching staff is really good for us. So now we've got to put in some work, you know, all the things behind us, behind me, and just put in that work and win some games now.
I like what you hear there from a veteran player. Again, Brandon Ingram brought up Jonas and how he's been a guy in the locker room that's just been awesome. But you heard what he said. sure, personally, I don't have to worry about that anymore. And then he said, now it's time to learn how to play together, how to win. We have the talent. We have the coaching staff. So I love hearing that because that's a realistic thing. Of course you want to win tonight. Of course you want to start out 10-0 in the first 10. I get that. You still don't have Zion. And until he comes back, you're not going to know what that starting five is really going to be. Then they got to play together. Then you can kind of build on your depth. And if you're strong as I think they can be depth-wise, well, then you're looking at a two-unit strong basketball team. Now you got to give them time. Then you have to be in games that are close. Then you have to win those games or come back and learn from losing those games. It's a process. It's going to take time. And I love hearing Jonas, you know, saying that. What else does he think overall on this team, though?
Where this squad is right now?
Yeah. Your strengths.
We're growing. We're a young team. We're growing. Big things ahead of us, but we got to prove and prove it on the court and put in some work. You know, sky's the limit with this group. It's a really talented group, from coaching standpoint, through all the players. But as I said, we need to put.
All right, so he says we need to put in the work. Look, here's the other aspect of it too with Valanciunas. 17-12 in this league, he had options. Why choose to do the extension now and why choose to be here committed over the next 3 years?
Definitely, yes, because, you know, I just thought it was a lot of new, you know, faces and everything, and I didn't know what I want to do. But you know, month in a preseason, you know, it was good. It was home for me, so I decided to, you know, I want to stay here. If they want to keep me, I would be really happy to stay here, and I felt like this is my family here, so I'm happy.
I wanted to play that because that's about as important a soundbite as I can play in a while. Again, 17-12. I can promise you there are teams that would love to have 17 points, 12 rebounds a night from a guy of that size. He didn't have to sign here. And I'm glad he admitted it. He said it. He's like, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Lots of new faces, different environment. I'm in New Orleans. I mean, but he brought up the aspect of he likes the team. He likes the staff. And he's like, I like what we're building here. I want to do it. Why do I say that's such an important soundbite to play? Because we talk all the time about trying to recruit and get big time, big name level free agent. If you can't keep a player that you acquired in the trade because of the atmosphere, or because there's no belief in the coaching staff, or because the players around them, and they know, if you've ever played, you know if the guy next to you is good or not. That's why that was important right there. Valley may not sell jerseys across the NBA to other players, right? I get it. I do. He may not sell jerseys here. But he's a big part of this team. Again, you heard Todd. This is a guy that can help you offensively, defensively, in the locker room, physically, rebounding. He's going to be a big help, a big addition this year. And in 1 month time, he's like, you know what? I like it here. Well, Gus, obviously, you offered him $30 million. I promise you they were not the only team offering him $30 million. Now, they offered him the max, the most they can do. But, again, you're trying to change the culture of this organization over the last couple of years. I mean, you saw it. You saw it the last couple of months, right? You saw it. Another head coach the next day, Zion's family unhappy. And the national media just paraded on it. Absolutely paraded. I told you. Send them to New York. No one wants to go there. Who was the clown on ESPN that said that if you ever go to New Orleans, you never unpack your bags? I'm just saying that's the perception outside of the Crescent City. That's why that was actually a pretty important soundbite. He had options. He thought about it. Why not? That's big. That tells you immediately kind of what we're perceiving already from Summer League in the preseason. Guys like who Willie Green is. Guys like the style of basketball are going to be getting played. I think guys sort of like the collective that they're sort of building. Now, they got to learn to win, and they got to win. I get that. But, man, when you've gone through what this franchise has gone through, this fan base has gone through the last several years, it is starting at the ground level. It is starting back at step one. As ridiculous as it sounds, do you like each other? Do you want to play for one another? Are you willing to work hard? If you check those three boxes, then let's go do it. I mean, that's where they are. That's where we are. You have to start there. And if you can't do that, you're not going to win. So I'm not even worried about the win today. I want to see a team that's competitive. Night in, night out. Not depending who it is. Yes, you're going to have off nights, and I get it, man, 82 games. I'm talking consistently. I don't want to come in here nights after games and hear for whatever reason. I don't want to come in night after games and see that they, you know, the opposing team set a record for three-point shooters because no one's closing out. If they're hot and the guy is shooting from center court and Steph Curry is freaking 12 of 13 from beyond the arc, it happens. NBA basketball, it's fantastic. When no one's running to him and they're wide bleeping open, that's unacceptable. And that's why, as we had Jimmy call earlier, they're $6 tickets. And that's why this fan base won't fill that arena until they feel confident about it. It just is what it is. So it's up to them, as we touched on earlier. It's up to Zion to change that perception and help himself too. But you want the fan base to buy in? Players got to buy in first. If they buy in and play hard, the fans will be there. Winning solves everything, I promise you. Arenas, stadiums, they sell out when it's something fun to watch, period. Quick break. We'll talk with Sean Fox from up in Monroe. What are Pels fans feeling up there? They're optimistic or not? Also, we'll touch on what's going on with La Tech. They seem to be the only school left out of the room. What am I talking about? I'll touch on that next on ESPN New Orleans. I want to swim away, but don't know how. Sometimes it feels just like I'm falling in the ocean. Let the waves up, take me down. Let the hurricane set in motion, yeah. Let the rain of what I feel right now come down.
Greg LeBlanc Toyota is currently open and here to serve our community. With a fresh, new inventory arriving daily and over 150 quality pre-owned vehicles. If you have any questions regarding vehicle replacement or you're looking to purchase a new vehicle, we are here to help. Stop by 220 South Hollywood Road or give us a call at 985-876-7210 or visit GregLeBlancToyota.com. GregLeBlancToyota.com. We are home strong.
Welcome back. We've missed you. We know it's been tough. Because rebuilding your business isn't for the faint of heart. Your business needs a jump start, and we're here to help. Introducing Surge, symmetrical speed fiber internet from Etel Business. Revved up data speeds at 30% off, plus 3 months free. We're glad you're back, and we're here to make your business surge. Etel Business. Offer valid on 3-year contract for 2 or more business services.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Reportedly, he's the sports director of Sports Talk 97.7, and I don't know if this is like Wikipedia, but apparently it's your home for sports in North Louisiana as well. It's at Fox 4 Sports Talk. Don't worry, I can't remember it either. Mr. Sean Fox from up there in Fun Row. What's up, sir? How are you?
I mean, are you not the home for sports in South Louisiana?
I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, every place needs to have something, right? We have your weather authority on one of the TV stations on your side, which I've always loved that, as opposed to I'm not on your side. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody's got to have something.
We're the only all-sports station, so by default, we're home for sports.
There it is. Sean, good afternoon to you, sir. How are you today, man?
Gus, let me just tell you, in our little neck of the woods,
there's
two things that drive the train. Coaching searches and conference realignment for the last few days have been manna from heaven.
Sir, that's where I want to start with you. My Southern Miss Golden Eagles appear headed to the Sun Belt Conference. Six schools from Conference USA, Florida Atlantic, Charlotte, North Texas, UTSA, Rice, UAB, all applied yesterday for the AAC. That's the American Athletic Conference. They're heading there. Where's La Tech going?
That's the billion-dollar question, Gus. I have no idea. And obviously it's the topic of conversation yesterday, and it's going to be the conversation today.
Marshall?
It's frustrating.
I mean, Marshall, man, you're going to let Marshall go to another conference over you guys?
Well, let's be honest. Marshall is – you're taking somebody from the East. You're taking somebody from the West. You took one West team, Southern Miss, take one from the East, and let's be honest. Marshall's been the bell cow of the East for Conference USA for a while. It's frustrating, Gus, on two fronts, one from a personal perspective and then another one I get. Tech has put under previous administration, and listen, he's kind of regurgitating what boosters felt, that Tech was too good to be in a league with UL Monroe, with ULM, mm-hmm. and didn't want to be a part of that conference. They'd been in that conference. They've moved on. And look, they were in the Sun Belt years ago, and when they made the move to the Western Athletic Conference at the time, it made sense. When they made the move to Conference USA, when they made it, it made sense. But look, things change, especially in the world of athletics. And about 3 years ago, the Sun Belt surpassed Conference USA in football. Now, we can get into the other sports, but they're both one-bid leagues in basketball, and they're both, depending on a good year, two or three-bid leagues in baseball. And Tech has, and look, it's not everybody. Not everybody associated with Louisiana Tech feels this way, but enough people of influence did give, and there's a great soundbite out there from former athletic director Tommy McClellan that pretty much says, we call Sun Belt teams, they don't call us, that I think is biting Tech in the butt today. Now, I know we joke around about Louisiana Tech and Southern Miss, but what's frustrating, and even from a Southern Miss fan, you have to be upset about, is the AAC makes these moves with the six teams that you just mentioned. Well, none of them really bring – now, granted, UTSA is having a banner year, but now these moves aren't just being made because teams are good in football right now. Mm-hmm. They look at a lot more than that. And Tech has been better, and I think Southern Miss until this year in football, heck of a baseball program.
Sure.
Across the board are better than the teams that have been added – to these leagues. The problem is Louisiana Tech's in Ruston, Louisiana, not Charlotte, not Houston, not Dallas, and there's nothing that Tech can do about that. You just are where you're from. And unfortunately, and this is the thing about conference realignment that I've always, at the G5 level, never understood. Yes, you've got the market. How many people in Houston actually care about Rice?
Agree.
How much media attention does FAU get in Miami? I have that answer. It ain't much. So, yes, you might be getting these market sizes, but what value outside of that are you actually getting? And that's the frustrating part.
It boils down to TV. It boils down to the size of TV contract, because you can say eyes that possibly will have it on, right? When you talk about Florida Atlantic and things of that nature or Charlotte, I hear you, but being on ESPN, those restaurants, those bars, how many of those TVs will be on with that school in that market, and what it boils down to. Look, I'm from Southern Miss, you know that, and I've touched on it. We've had to do it once or twice, and it hit me, because you know I do Tulane sports and women's basketball, and we travel. I'm at the airport one morning on a 7 a.m. flight. Southern Miss's women's basketball team is there to fly out, which means they had to bus 2 hours, get to the airport for a morning flight. When you don't have an airport big enough for things like that. As you said, Charlotte, Birmingham, all those, you can sit there and say, well, you know, that's no big deal. I'm telling you it is. I mean, those are cities. It legitimately is. I mean, I know Denton. Well, Denton is north of Dallas. I can fly to Dallas, you know, and then bus up there and stuff. So, look, it's frustrating that all of this is taking place because obviously it's the Habs. They're going to have more in all of this. But I wanted to get your opinion on it because, look, it's going to be a topic, obviously, because I don't know. Sean,
there's six teams left in the league.
Well, that's conference, what I was
saying. Got six teams left.
That's what I'm saying. That conference is dead, right?
And the two closest teams in the West is freaking El Paso to Louisiana Tech. That's 13 hours. And then you got four teams, I think, off the top of my head, ODU.
Mm-hmm.
Old
Dominion.
Western Kentucky, Middle Tennessee, and I'm missing one more. Western Kentucky? That's it. That's your league right now. So, is it going to fold? Well, it looks that way, but do I think they're going to try to add some? Here's what I do know. People are fooling themselves if they think a team from the Sun Belt Conference is leaving the Sun Belt for Conference USA. That's not happening. The only teams I think you could bring up are teams from the FCS level, or maybe you bring in a Liberty, which would be a good addition, but I don't see how that helps Tech locally. You're essentially on your own island.
No, I'm with you. I mean, you know, you look at maybe the Southland and try to bring them up, you know? I mean, I'm being honest. I just say it.
But the worst
bring in Nichols, bring in, you know, SLU, bring in, you know, teams like that, you know? Because they are in the other, I mean, they are like D1 when it comes to, like, basketball and baseball.
They are. And that's what I'm saying, Gus. I think worst case scenario for Tech is this. For a few years, you just have to, because you have no other choice. You go independent for football, and you probably drop all your other sports in the Southland Conference.
Yeah, like I said, it, look, you look at the Southland, you got some pretty good teams there when it comes to basketball, baseball as well. It just makes sense. If I'm the Southland, I'm thinking, okay, how do I bump myself up to the next level, you know, and do that and take in those other teams from Conference USA?
The ironic thing is, that, and there's a lot of bad blood between Louisiana Tech and ULM and ULL. However, I've been told, and I take it with a grain of salt, and I still have to see it to believe it, that ULM and ULL are votes for Tech to go to the Sun Belt Conference were it to happen. However, it's still the rest of the league that needs to be convincing. And I hope at the end of the day, that we can all put pride aside and do what's best for business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think overall, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, the best thing I think that could have happened is AAC, Conference USA, and the Sun Belt all say, you know what, we're going to start over and get more regionalized. But I think that what's happening to the AAC, they just did yesterday what destroyed Conference USA. You went for market size and programs that don't bring much to the table. That's what AAC did yesterday. And that's why I've told that a lot of sitting members of the AAC aren't happy with the moves.
On another note, the Pelicans start their season today.
Oh,
Sean Fox.
Joy and rapture.
For Sports Talk on Twitter. You do have Pels fans. Here are games up there, right? So,
sure, yeah.
What? Stop it. What is the feeling? Is it what you just did? I mean, look, you started the Saints season with a plastic bag over your head, for crying out loud. How do you feel about basketball this year and your callers? Like, legitimately, I think the NBA is in a good spot. I really do. I think the East is getting better. I think the West is absurd with the talent. I mean, the Warriors beat the Lakers yesterday and a super team, right? So, and they don't even have Klay Thompson back. I think every night you put on a nationally televised game or a Pels game, I think you're going to be entertained. I think there's better IQ and better shooting on this Pels team. I'm optimistically excited. What are you feeling?
Gus, I'm going to watch tonight because I'm a Pelicans fan, but you asked me what the listeners are doing. Listen, I said what I said about the Saints, but here's the thing. People still calling and they care. Like, you can talk about the Saints, they're going to put the bags on their heads, but they're still going to pay attention to what the Saints are doing. I'm talking about Pelicans right now, and it's, next topic, because it's cricket. Now, do I think that can change? Yes, I've seen it change. But you have to give them a reason to care. They go on a nice start to the season. People will pay attention to it. Right now, unfortunately, and Zion not being there, I think, is part of it. And I mentioned there is apathy. But I do think being successful can change that. And, guys, here's the thing. And you and I have discussed this ad nauseum. I'm realistic in my expectations for this franchise. I know there's a pretty good chance at 39 years old I will die without ever seeing the Pelicans hoist the title. However, all I ask is to be a perennial playoff team.
Yeah, there
I
you
don't
go.
Care
be the Spurs.
Seed.
Be
That's
the Spurs.
All I
yep.
want.
Yep. I'm with you. Look, I think Carver, who turns 5 in December, I legitimately think we'll see a finals. I don't know if we'll win it or not, but getting to the finals would be great. You know, and being able to experience that, even a conference finals, I do think that happens. At some point, some of these guys are going to retire and all these other things. And the reason I'm excited, Sean, is because you are seeing a lot of other teams with just two players or stuff. If you build it right, you can get competitive and you can play. So I'll say this. Let me leave you with one thing to help your listeners as Please. You go talk Pels basketball, okay? It's a safe jersey buy and a safe player to get behind. His name is Trey Murphy, TM3. He cares. He has basketball IQ. He plays defense. He'll knock down threes, and you're going to love him, okay? If you don't buy Zion yet, you didn't like his family being unhappy, and you don't like being – listen to me. Talk this guy up. Promise
Gus,
you.
I'm sensitive. Don't toll with me.
I'm telling
I
you.
I told you did in the preseason.
Let me tell you something.
I can't buy in.
I legitimately have told some people, I'm like, he may eventually be the best player in your team.
You're teasing me. I've been teased too much. I'm vulnerable.
No, I'm trying to help your show.
This is the girl that asked me out, or I've asked out, she said yes.
Look.
And when I go to pick her up, she always just has an excuse. That's Pelicans basketball to me.
Wow, that is brutal if you have to wait all the way till you knock on the door to hear. I can't.
Like,
I can't.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got to wash my hair. Again?
For more on Sean's love life at Fox 4 Sports Talk on Twitter.
I'm married, there is none. Come on.
Sports Talk 97.7 in Monroe. I'll talk to you on Friday, sir. Take care.
Later, pal.
Yep, bye. There he goes, Sean Fox. Quick break, Eric Alexander. Won a national championship at LSU. It's part of LSU Game Day Live now on CST. What's it like for him as a former Tiger to know the university is now looking for another head football coach to try to be competitive again in the world of national championships? We'll ask him next on ESPN New Orleans.
Wake up to Wendy's and get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss breakfast croissant for just $1.99. Made with fresh cracked eggs and served on a hot buttery croissant that's fluffy enough to sleep on. It's time to wakey-wakey. Hit the Wendy's drive-thru and get your bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss breakfast croissant for just $1.99. That's a better breakfast for just $1.99. Only at Wendy's. We got you.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Third-party delivery prices may vary. Not valid in a combo.
What if you could put the same type of rigor that the pro leagues use with players into the hiring process? With ZipRecruiter, you can. ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified candidates for your open roles and proactively presents them to you. And you can invite your top choices to apply for your job. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/BART. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART.
Wonder if you should get tested for colorectal cancer? Well, it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., and screening helps prevent it. So if you're 50 or older, it's time. Even if it doesn't run in your family, most often colorectal cancer occurs in people with no family history. And it doesn't always cause symptoms, especially early on, so don't wait for symptoms to get tested. Screening helps prevent the disease by finding precancerous polyps so they can be removed. Remove the polyp, prevent the cancer. Screening also helps find colorectal cancer early when treatment works best. You might be thinking, oh no, not that test. But here's the thing, you have options. There's more than one screening test. Talk to your doctor to find the one that's right for you. No more excuses. If you're over 50, get tested, because colorectal cancer screening really does save lives. A message from HHS and CDC's Screen for Life campaign.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
at EA underscore LSU Tigers. The way to follow Mr. Eric Alexander, national champ with LSU and world champ, the New England Patriots. He joins us normally on Tuesdays. And Eric, I'm not going to lie to you, I forgot. I didn't forget like you. I just forgot it was Tuesday, man. It's been flying by. But thank you for joining us today, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Gus. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, I know you had to love the effort that you saw. You guys did the show right there from the PMAC. Did you get a sense and feeling that LSU was going to play the way they did against Florida on Saturday?
That's funny. No, I did not. But I mean, I was thoroughly surprised, man. That was fun. I mean, that was fun just really kind of seeing LSU get back to the brand of football that we're used to them seeing. I mean, I know it wasn't perfect by any means. I mean, with all the injuries and, sure. and people that were out, you know, I would have just been happy to have seen a competitive game, but which we saw and we found some kind of way to come out on top.
How crazy is it with the history of running backs that LSU has had? A Ty Davis Price has the best performance by a rusher at 287 ever in the history of LSU football running backs. Like I'm thinking of, you know, games where Fournette's running over Auburn guys and Darius Geis and then backs even before him. It's crazy to think that of all of them, last past Saturday was the greatest rushing performance in LSU history.
I mean, it's very surprising. I mean, especially in this year when you've
right?
seen in
the where's that been?
Yeah, the previous, you know, six games we couldn't run it at all. But obviously they started to find something towards the end of that Kentucky game the previous week, right? And I think it was their implementation of this walk on tight end former QB from St. Paul's, Jack Mashburn, who basically subbed in for Cole Taylor and has been taking those reps away from him, and he's been a force in the running game. And I think overall, I think inserting him into that running game helped the O-line gain a little bit of confidence. And also, I think LSU did a good job of switching up the running scheme. I don't know why it took, you know, five or six games to figure that out, but mm-hmm. I mean, I'm glad they did nevertheless.
Speak with Eric Alexander, part of LSU Game Day Live over on CST at EA underscore LSU Tiger on Twitter. So you have that win, 49-42. Everything seems, hey, look, all right, fine. That's good. And then the news starts to break on Sunday that Ed Orgeron and the school have agreed to mutually part ways at the end of the season. Look, you and I have talked about this in the last several weeks. It kind of felt like maybe that could be happening or not. But to finally see that, and then the presser on Sunday evening, and hear both men talk about it, and that they're moving on. Your thoughts on that, and then really, is it surprising that it came to be?
Yeah, Gus, I mean, I don't think it's surprising by any means. I think that, you know, when Scott, at the end of the day, Scott Woodward, you know, he makes those decisions, and he felt that where LSU was heading and the trajectory of the program wasn't very good. So he came to his decision. Now, I look at what Orgeron has done since 2019. Okay, we had the COVID year. We go 5-5. I mean, do you really count that year with all the opt-outs and injuries that we had and COVID on top of it? And then you come into this year, mm-hmm. and yeah, you struggle, but when you really look into the reasons why, I mean, you have a new, basically first-time coordinators, offense and defense. I know Durante Jones had a short stint at as a defensive coordinator earlier in his career. And, you know, you got a new linebackers coach. You got a new offensive line coach. Like, I mean, you got coaches still really trying to remember guys' names on the team. It's like, I mean, how, I don't understand, like, how does anybody expect things to be perfect from jump, from day one, from the start? Mm-hmm. So me personally, I probably would have took a little bit more time, been a little bit more patient with the situation. But the thing is, though, I think it was some, you know, off the field issues that I don't know anything about. I'm not privy to that. May have also aided into Scott Woodward making his decision.
Mm-hmm.
Just me personally, from just my personal opinion, I probably would have took a little bit more time and just, you know, you never know. I mean, it seems like they found something last week against Florida. I mean, if it's all really about winning, like, you know, they found something. And I think if they would have found that earlier in the year, I mean, I think LSU would be in a much better place than they are right now.
At @EA_LSU Tiger, the way to follow Eric Alexander over on Twitter. All right, so Eric, now you move forward, and it's not going to be decided for a couple of weeks, but the names being thrown out there, the speculation, what fans want, what boosters want, what media wants, players and all this. I want to ask you twofold, though. Being a former player, how do you think this affects recruiting? I know a lot of fans keep asking that as well, and I hear two sides of it. Hey, if you've always liked LSU, you're still going to go there. Or B, look, sometimes you go because of your relationship with an assistant coach or whoever's currently recruiting you or the head coach, and that might mean you not now going there. So how can this affect your recruiting? Are you concerned by that first?
Yeah, I mean, not really. I mean, yeah, it does have an effect on recruiting. But guys, I mean, guys commit and decommit and don't sign, regardless of if there's any changes or not within the organization. So I don't think, you know, coaches not being there. I mean, yeah, I guess it does have an effect to a certain extent, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. In this day and age, I don't know how a kid and his parents, how they don't take a coach possibly not being there your whole 4 years into consideration. But the way coaches are, you know, they change all the time. So I think kids need to start falling in love with the academic staff, the training room, the trainers, because those are the people that are definitely going to be there and more likely for 4 years. Yeah, I don't think it affected that much me, honestly. And, I saw on Twitter, you know, not Twitter, Instagram, somebody posted about Coy Moore transferring, you know, and it's like, yo, here's a start of something. I'm like, well, Coy Moore, he ain't transferring because Ogeron's leaving. He's transferring because he wasn't getting no playing time as a receiver.
Right.
That was the decision why he's transferring. But anyway, I digress. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to add that.
What would you like to see in the next head coach for LSU? Because, there's going to be a lot of this in the background and recruiting. Some of those things are obvious. You need to be a good recruiter. I think a good communicator is key. I like to see somebody, Eric, that has a specification in something, a defensive guy, an offensive guy, like that's what they are, right? On top of being a CEO like Saban who runs things, but he's a defensive-minded guy, etc. But I think what's important, too, maybe lines. Maybe what I mean by line is offensive and defensive line. You look at Georgia, that's how you beat Bama. I mean, they've built an NFL defensive line. Their guys are bigger than Saints defensive linemen, like in Cam Jordan, Marcus Davenport. It's how big those guys are. I kind of want to see something like that. What do you want to see in the next head coach for LSU?
Yeah, I mean, regardless of, you know, what philosophy the next head coach has, I mean, that's definitely got to be a point of emphasis for LSU, meaning the, you know, the front, the defensive and offensive front. I mean, that's where we've struggled. That's where we've struggled to recruit and develop over the course of the last few years. So, that regardless of who's the next head coach, that has to be a point of emphasis. That has to be – they have to go and find them wherever they are. If you got to go to the Midwest, if you got to go to Iowa, if you got to go to Michigan, you got to go to Wisconsin, we got to bolster that offensive, defensive line for sure. I figure that the CEO model – where the coach basically just kind of manages the relationships and he picks his old offensive coordinator and he picks his D coordinator. I think I doubt that, you know, Woodward would go in that direction again this year. So, yeah, I believe it'll be somebody who has called plays, you know, before, either defensively or offensively, as the next head coach, or, you know, who has had a specialty, you know, a overall specialty, overall concept that they want to employ and envision LSU being. So, but ultimately, you know, yeah, I want it to be a great X's and O's guy, a good football guy, but I mean, have we gotten away from the guy who is a good mentor and leader of young men? I hope that the next head coach is somebody who can come in and affect, you know, these young guys' lives positively. I think that's just as important. I mean, I know it's not important to a lot of LSU fans, but for me as a former player, I feel like that's just as important as winning football games. So, you know, I'm looking forward to whoever is the next head coach. Like I said, I liked Ogeron as well. I love the fact that he opened up the program back to former players to where they could come and watch practice anytime they wanted to, whereas, you know, previous coach kind of closed it off, like kind of disconnected from former players. So I thought that was, you know, one of the good things that Ogeron did. But so I hope that kind of continues. But, so like I said, I mean, obviously good X and O guy. But ultimately, I will just want somebody who's going to come in here and affect the lives of these young football players in a positive way.
Okay, well, as we close out with Eric here, one of those names been thrown out there is Lane Kiffin. He's the head coach of Ole Miss, the next opponent for the Tigers. 2:30, it's the CBS game of the week. They're ranked 12th, 5-1. Matt Corral is a Heisman candidate. They're retiring Eli Manning's jersey. They've painted the end zone, and it says Manning over the end zone here as well. An interesting challenge for LSU. They're going to have to put up points, Eric.
Yeah, they're going to have to find a way to score for sure, because, I mean, they're going against the number one passing offense and number one rushing offense in the SEC. I mean, they're good. I mean, they could score. I think you know, red zone defense is going to be huge for LSU. And maybe if we can stop the big plays and get them in the red zone and hold them to field goals, I think that's going to be key. We're going to have to get turnovers. Yeah, but ultimately, we're just going to have to score. And we can do it. You know, we found a little spark in the running game. I mean, I trust in Max. I believe that they're going to do the things in the passing game to be able to put points on the board. And LSU's, they're not slouches on offense now, especially if we can get this running game going, because now the play action is going to be a factor. How do you put eight in the box a bit to stop Ty Davis Price? If you do that, then they got plays over the top. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. Bama basically smothered them, got the turnovers. They did what they needed to do in the red area. So, I mean, I'm not saying our defense is Bama's, but I think we can, you know, we can do some things to affect their offense, to maybe, you know, get one or two stops down the stretch. And if our offense can do what they did last week, we definitely got a shot to win this game.
At @EA_LSU Tigers, name is Eric Alexander. You can catch him on Saturdays over on CST as part of the crew for LSU Game Day Live. As always, man, appreciate it. And then on Tuesdays, normally, 2:15, right here on the Sports Hangover. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it, man.
Tuesdays when you don't forget about me. It's all good.
Don't blame the intern. He has a walking class, and all of a sudden he forgets who's what every single day. Thank you, man. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure.
Yep, for sure. Quick break. We'll actually hear from this intern next. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Imagine it, a first-class resort in Slidell on the lakefront called Camellia Bay Resort and Casino. We're talking up to 250 rooms and St. Tammany's first real convention center, big enough for special events, weddings, or even Mardi Gras balls.
relax at the luxury spa, swimming pools, or drift in the lazy river. And listen to this. An outdoor amphitheater will bring major concerts to Slidell and get used for community events too, like graduations and farmers markets. Eat it up at 7 different restaurants, from casual to fine dining, even a brand new Slidell marina. Pull up in your boat and get in on the fun. Camellia Bay Resort and Casino. Together, we make it happen by voting yes. Vote yes and the North Shore wins. Vote yes and we all win. Get more information at thenorthshorewinds.com. Paid for by the North Shore Winds.
It's the Ram Power Days going on right now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
State Farm offers surprisingly great rates on auto insurance, but what does that mean? Surprising. This often means something comes out of nowhere, like finding that $20 bill in your dryer. Great? Well, obviously great means superior. Rates? Simply what one pays in exchange for something. And in this case, that something is State Farm being there when you need them most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios in Cutoff.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
It'd be great for our team to get a win. It started off good. We learned from each other tonight and just keep it going. But, of course, that's what we want to do every single night that we go out, every single day that we come in. We want to win today, so we definitely want to win this one tonight.
All right, that is Brandon Ingram after this morning's shoot-around as you bring in Jordan, the intern, recovering from me running him over with the bus. I didn't throw you under. Ran you over with the bus for forgetting Eric Alexander. How are you? Hello, Jordan.
Once again. Yeah,
I didn't. What? I didn't hear you.
Oh, you ran over me and then you backed up and you,
yeah,
you rolled over me once again and then you put it back into forward and ran
sure
over me once again.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you are responsible as the producer to let me know who's supposed to be on the show today, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Well, that's true. One quick interesting tidbit I want to get into here with you as well. You know your good buddy J.J. Redick, right? Buddy old pal, J.J. Redick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How many points did he have again in his final game before he retired?
What was it, zero?
Two.
The one when he played us was zero, correct? Because he was sitting on the
correct
bench.
Correct. But two. Known for, what is he known for again, by the way?
Shooting. Well, he's retired now. He was known for shooting the three.
Yeah, he was known for shooting the three. Anyway, I only bring him up because Schmidt do an excellent pickup on this. So, you know, Jonas Valanciunas agreed to the 2-year extension, right? You know who his agent is?
Jonas Valanciunas?
Yes.
I do not.
J.J. Redick's agent. You know who Josh Hart's agent is?
J.J. Redick's agent?
J.J. Redick's agent. Remember J.J. Redick said that after he left here, he thought the Pelicans were, you know what? You can't trust David Griffin. And he said he'd be surprised if anybody in his representation ever worked with the team again. Valanciunas and Josh Hart got two new deals with the Pelicans. Just shocking about that, how that works, right?
Very interesting.
very interesting.
I guess word means nothing once you retire, huh?
You know what that's called? It's money. Don't get in the way of people in this money. Maybe it was just you. I don't know. Maybe it was just you. Look, there's a lot of different little tidbits here as well. We got Major League Baseball, 2 games coming up tonight, but oh my goodness. I said this earlier in the year. I love Tom Brady. I have no problem saying that. I know I'm a Saints guy. I hear you. I love post New England Tom Brady. The dude has shown so much personality from the Subway commercial where he loves the sandwich and the voiceover guy goes, but you don't eat bread. You know, just, I mean, stuff like that. Dude, he was on Sirius XM NFL radio. And what did he say about Aaron Rodgers, dude?
He said, I wanted to say congrats to Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, he's a great QB, but I guess he's now a shareholder of the fan. I mean, this guy's just...
Shareholder. I mean, Aaron Rodgers did say, I owned you, right? He didn't stop there, though, Jordan.
That's all I have in front of me as of right now.
Oh, come on. I set you up for the next party, which he does touch on the fact that he's pretty good when it comes to facing the Jets. And he's won over there. And he said, no, I don't want to claim the Jets. I just want to claim the color green. So he's just no one wants to claim the Jets, man. The Jets are just a horrid franchise and football team. What else you got for us, man?
Well, obviously the question of the day, what do you want to see tonight as the Pelicans take on the 76ers in their first regular season game? Neil Dole, white guy, says the halftime show with Dominican Hammond, the hip-hop violinist, the best halftime show from 2 years ago. CCW with kind of a smart response. He would like to see Zion, but obviously he's not going to be playing tonight. And then Joel says, we need to see B.I. perform like we know he can. Want to see how Naw and TM3 continue their offensive explosion and see what Valanciunas brings to the table offensive-wise.
What do you want to see the most tonight? I've said it already a couple times on the show. I just want to see better defensive effort. Better defensive effort on the outside and not see people just bombs away on this team.
I guess I just want to see how this team handles what a lot of people would consider, a final, a team that has a chance to make it to the finals this year. I know with the whole Ben Simmons saga that's going on, it's kind of, been watered down on the 76ers, but I want to see how they handle Joel Embiid and what they do to kind of, capitalize on all the disgruntlement that's happened over in Philly and see if they can, pull out a win.
Like I said, I'd like this team to win and do that, but are you with me on sort of, I'm not even really worried about the win losses right now. I just kind of want to see a consistency and a development of players. And I played that Jonas bite where he said, in the last month he decided he wanted to stay here. Do you agree with me that that's as big as anything from a player's perspective right now, considering, right, at the end of the year, Zion's family doesn't really like what's going on in the outside here and doesn't trust, JJ, I don't trust the front. To have a player say, look, I've looked at it, I've thought about it, and this is where I want to be. I think that's important for a guy that averages 17 points a game and 12 rebounds a game.
Yeah, it's also important. I know he kind of talked about also today that, he doesn't have to worry about that anymore. That doesn't have to be talked every time, he goes and talks with the media. Because I know that was a big thing with Brandon Ingram saying, oh, hey, what are you going to do with your contract? Have you had any talks with, extending your contract? Now that's kind of, water under the bridge, and he could just stick and focus on basketball this entire season and for the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll see what takes place, obviously, coming up later on tonight, sir. Give me a final score. Who do you think wins? You think the Pels win tonight?
From what I said last week in the predicting of the first 10, I do believe they pulled this one out. Because of just all of the noise that's been going around over in Philly, I do believe the Pelicans win tonight.
All right, there you go. He is calling for a Pels victory later today. How are you feeling today? Are you ready for the Braves-Dodgers coming up at 7 o'clock? Tough heartbreaker last night.
It was funny that Todd didn't come on the previous two times that the Braves won, and then he just shows out of nowhere. The first game that they win of the series, all puffing out of his chest. Mm-hmm. I was upset in the first 7 innings. Yeah, the whole Dodger Stadium was upset. Mm-hmm. Fans were leaving. What loyal fans they have! And then once things get going, they're the best fan base in Major League Baseball history.
Yep. Well, we'll see how that happens if we ever hear from Todd again, if the Braves wind up winning. But look, that was a game they needed to have. He's still up 2-1 in the series. We'll see what happens today. 2-2, Astros and Red Sox in that series. And that game starting in just a little bit. Game 5, 4:08 over on FS1. And TBS will have the Braves and Dodgers. Thank you, Jordan. We'll hear from you tomorrow.
All right. Talk to you later, Goose.
There he goes. Quick break. Hour three next on ESPN New Orleans.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-511.